Hello, I'm Cynthia Ng. You are tuning into another episode of Awani Review. Joining me on the show today is one of Asia's most exciting startups, LeafSpace, an Indian-based home interior and renovation platform that is headquartered in Singapore. Now, LeafSpace turned unicorn just back in February after it hit a valuation of over $1 billion, securing marquee investors, among them the Inca Group, which is the holding company that owns IKEA. And joining me on the show today is Ryan Teh. He is the country manager of LeafSpace Malaysia. Thank you so much, Ryan, for having me here.
Thank you so much for having me, Cynthia.
Certainly very exciting things happening with LeafSpace, and I understand that Malaysia is the third market that LeafSpace is in after India, its home base in Singapore, where it is headquartered. Can you talk to me about, maybe we can start with just understanding the Malaysian market and why did it choose Malaysia as its third country?
Sure. I think, you know, when you think about the industry as a whole, maybe before I talk specifically about Malaysia, it's a very fragmented kind of industry, and that leads to all kinds of challenges when you think about the customer experience, right? It's thousands of interior design studios, brands, manufacturers, other kinds of vendors. And what kind of happens, you know, when we have a fragmented industry like this is it's incredibly difficult to standardize what the customer experience is like. It's incredibly difficult to provide any sort of predictability, and insurance to what, you know, customers are going to get. This is especially more so, I think, in developing markets, where a lot of the industry is a little bit more traditional, a little bit more like, you know, someone's uncle is kind of doing the painting and the tiling and so on. So when we looked at Malaysia, I think all these market conditions were very much present. Couple that with the demand that is we're seeing, you know, in the market post-pandemic, where a lot of people are realizing that, you know, their home environment is incredibly sort of, you know, important one to sort of be comfortable in. And also then, you know, looking at the fact that Malaysia is a growing economy, and you get more and more people who are now upgrading your lifestyle, right? So all these sort of market conditions, I think, made it a perfect place for us to think about moving into and being able to provide a solution that would be able to address all these requirements.
I do want to talk about the solutions a bit more, but you mentioned pandemic, and I'm just curious to know, I mean, personally, the pandemic had made me rethink about living space and working space, especially working from home for almost 2.5 years. How has that shaped the interior design and renovation industry? I mean, based on your observation.
I think there were two sort of important things. One, as you mentioned, you know, people are spending or have spent far more time at home over the past 2.5 years than they have, you know, maybe even throughout the rest of their lives. And I think that sort of accelerated this sort of importance of recognizing that having a well-organized and well-designed space not only influences how you feel on a day-to-day basis, but in many ways how you function in your life as well, right? Being able to think of your home as this sort of multifunctional space where you work, you live, you know, you take care of your family and so on, that's sort of brought to the forefront of many people's minds. I think that's one. And so the design element, which in some ways maybe has not been thought about as much previously, has become, you know, increasingly important. The second thing is the willingness to accept digital solutions and digital first solutions. That's not unique to the interior design space, but has definitely kind of happened across consumer behavior. And that's sort of right in our wheelhouse, right? Like, so, you know, are you able to sort of use an online first platform, you know, as a solution to all your various needs? Are you able to sort of consult with professionals digitally, as I'm sure, you know, you see across many industries now? And traditionally, this is not a space that's been able to do that very well, right? Not only in the consumer side, but also on the vendors side, from design professionals to vendors and contractors. It's not traditionally a space that is very digital and online first. And I think that's sort of where we were able to sort of, you know, bring our offering forward through our own sort of consolidated platform that brings all parties onto this digital first solution.
So let's talk about that. LeafSpace aims to take the hassle out of home renovation and interior design. How do you do that?
So I think as I mentioned earlier, you know, the industry is really a few key players, right, to sort of create the ecosystem. There's the customer or homeowner, there are design professionals, and there's vendors of all kinds. usually this connection happens in a very fragmented sort of way. What we do is we try to provide organization throughout sort of the entire experience. And we do this through our proprietary platform, Canvas, which is, you know, one of the first in market, and certainly Asia's first in market, that is able to sort of bring all parties onto one consolidated platform in a digital way. What that means is essentially it's a platform that matches the consumer, the homeowner, to design professionals, to vendors from all, you know, sort of the different areas of service that you might require, onto sort of this one platform where they're able to sort of communicate, we're able to control, you know, what that experience is like, and provide that sort of standard customer experience to make sure that customers, you know what they're getting, all on this sort of online platform.
And you're doing this through collaboration with IKEA. Can you talk to us more about that? And as a customer walking into IKEA and walking into Leaf Space, where your collaboration is, how does it feel like, that journey? And sure. What can one expect out of it?
Sure. I think the IKEA partnership is an interesting one because that kind of opens up what we call an omni-channel approach. So mm-hmm. Traditionally we started off as an online first company. Mm-hmm. IKEA sort of gives us a bit of that offline presence as well. So when you walk into an IKEA store here in Malaysia, currently we're present in IKEA Cheras and IKEA Damansara. Mm-hmm. Similarly in Singapore, we're present in all of the IKEA stores. There will be a Live Space kind of store within those stores.
Right.
As you walk in there, you'll be able to talk to one of our sales consultants or one of our designers who are constantly present in the store. So it's sort of a really easy experience where you walk in there, you have your floor plan, you can straight away do a consultation, which is absolutely free. About the needs and wants of your home project. All those details are then sort of captured onto our platform, and then the experience from there can happen either offline or online, kind of depending on what your preferences are. I think the main sort of benefit that this creates is this consolidated ecosystem that previously was a little bit missing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you walked into an IKEA store previously, there's lots of things you can do. There's millions of products that you can buy. There's a few services that are there. There's delivery service, there's assembly service, but there hasn't been this one consolidated sort of
the renovation part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so that's kind of where Live Space comes in. Mm-hmm. If you're looking not only to buy products, but looking to complete your entire home, everywhere from various types of services, painting, tiling, custom furniture, all the way through furniture and decor that is completed by IKEA, that's what we're sort of able to do.
So are you limited to buy IKEA products only if you come in via that?
It's not an exclusive requirement, okay. meaning customers who have a preference for other products are more than welcome to sort of pursue those products as well. Mm-hmm. But generally we see customers who walk into IKEA, they love the IKEA kind of products. And so a lot of them are like looking for IKEA furniture in some way, shape or form. But to answer your question, no, we are free to sort of go for custom furniture, built-ins, things like that as well.
And I think you touch a great point there. When people want to design their homes, they want to touch, they want to feel the chair, the fabric. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about bridging that brick and mortar and online gap, which I think is still quite prevalent in the mm-hmm. ID and renovation mm-hmm. industry, and how do you think Leaf Space can help change that and make it more seamless?
Yeah, I think one thing we are seeing is there has been an increasing trend towards trust in an online first offering. I think that's first and foremost. If you think back maybe like 10 years ago or something, right, like everyone would need to go into a store, kind of touch something, feel something in order to have any sort of trust.
Yeah.
We are, through the IKEA partnership as well, I think able to build sort of really good credibility through an online first offering. I mean, a big part of that is to do with the fact that IKEA is a huge and trusted brand. People know what it is, you know what you're going to get. However, as you mentioned, having this sort of omni-channel approach is super important. Like, people do want to go in and touch and feel things, which is where our offline presence within the IKEA stores are able to facilitate that. So whilst about 70% of our interactions happen on platform through our Canvas proprietary platform, there are going to be customers that kind of want to come in, and our designers that are based in IKEA are always there to kind of serve you, to show you, kind of walk through, pick items that you would like. Beyond sort of the IKEA furniture, you know, the standard things like samples of like flooring and all that, those are all available in our studio in IKEA as well.
Can you walk us through your strategy here in Malaysia beyond the IKEA collaboration or partnership, and what can we expect from Leaf Space? I understand you guys are fairly new, launched in March 2022. So,
I mean, our focus up to this point has really been about stabilizing the IKEA partnership in that sort of business vertical and making that a successful business unit in its own right, which I think, you know, we're sort of, it's been going well.
Can you talk to us about the growth since you started in March 2022 and we're now in September? Mm-hmm. What kind of growth have you seen so far?
So yeah, in a few short months, we're seeing an average of about 30 to 40 projects per month already. Which, you know, if we look at the study, it makes us one of the larger interior design sort of players in Malaysia within sort of the first 3 months. So it's really exciting. That's something that, you know, I think we'll continue to double down on. I think there's still a lot more in that channel that we can get out of. We're also always evaluating expanding to the other IKEA stores outside of KL, you know, in Batu Kawan and in Tebrau. But that's sort of one business unit that we're currently looking at. Beyond that, there's a few other kind of exciting spaces that we're looking to kind of grow into. We also have our own line of modular kitchens and wardrobes, so whereby, you know, customers are able to sort of pick through a very wide catalog of different modules that they're able to self-design kitchens and wardrobes and things for their own home. This is something that's recently launched in Southeast Asia. It will be coming to Malaysia within this calendar year.
And these are all online?
Yes, it's all online. So if you imagine what the customer experience would be like, they could either be talking to one of our designers and the designer takes them through the catalog. They fit all the different modules into their floor plan. You know, the customer is able to sort of do it themselves as well to some degree if they would like to do that. All of these sort of modules that we've created in this line of products are then linked to a manufacturer that we've sort of partnered with within the local market. And, you know, so that entire experience is done then digitally, all the way from design through to fulfillment.
I do want to talk about cost and the affordability factor, because Leaf Space is one of the things that you, the company is aiming to make it more affordable and accessible to customers. Cost is, of course, a big issue when it comes to, I mean, renovation. You know, there's always misaligned expectations, over budget. Can you talk to us about how Leaf Space is going to address that?
So if you think about the issue with cost, I think there's two things, as you correctly pointed out. There's one on prices that are generally not as affordable as you would hope from a consumer perspective. And there's another, which is about transparency and opaqueness in that sense. That generally happens, we believe, due to the market structure that had previously been existing. So if you think about the existing market structure, you've got thousands and thousands of small, you know, interior design studios, right? They don't have a lot of very stringent processes in place. So typically, kind of what happens is you go to an interior design studio, you tell them what you want. They'll say, okay, cool, let me go and speak to my vendors and contractors. They'll get a quote back from them, and they'll sort of add on whatever markup and service fee that they found, and then it kind of goes back to you. What happens there is, as a consumer, if you go to sort of five different interior design studios with the exact same requirements, you get five very different quotations, right? And this could vary in a huge, huge sort of way. We take that away from, you know, that problem away from the overall process, because at a platform level, we centralize all of these sort of services and vendors, right? So what that means is, on platform, we've got a huge panel of vendors from across different services, brands, furniture. And at the platform level, we sort of negotiate and set prices. So we are able to sort of be a little bit more of a price setter as opposed to be purely a price taker, which is kind of what you would expect in a small studio, right? So what that means is, regardless of whether you're talking to this interior designer or that interior designer amongst our hundreds and thousands of interior designers, you're going to get the same price, because they're sort of extracting the price from the platform that has already been set.
How much cheaper can you get compared to what the market price is?
We are pretty confident that we, you know, can be competitive with the market price. We don't aspire to be a cost competitor in that regard. Meaning we, you know, at a service level, we don't aspire to be hugely cheaper than the next player. What we do aspire to do is be able to give you better service and give you really that design element of it without a huge markup. Because what you'll get is, you know, with a typical sort of interior design experience, is you're paying for a lot of that design service, a lot of that project management service. What we do is, because we've democratized that experience a little bit, the design experience, and the sort of project management experience, and it's still largely driven by the platform, we're able to sort of not pass on any of that cost to the consumers. So at the end of the day, what you should be getting is a very good sort of, you know, consolidated experience that is design centric without having to pay for really high design and
Services. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And also to take away the hassle and just make it a less painful experience.
Exactly. And so, like, you know, in our sort of process, payments are standardized across certain deliverables. You know, so again, if you think about a typical experience, there's sort of some concept of pay on progress.
Okay.
So if you, you know, you're working with a design studio A, for example, and design studio B, all of them have sort of, you know, pay on progress is a pretty loosely defined term. Like, what does that really mean, right? Whereas we have got very structured sort of payment stages. So again, like, consultation completely free. If you decide to kind of proceed with us, there's a 10% sort of booking fee just to get the project kickstarted. Then the next stage is upon all of the confirmation of designs, materials, and so on and so forth, which then brings it up to 50% right before execution of the actual project, and the final 50% is paid upon delivery.
All right. So so you have the to grow the consumer side is one part of your business, but I imagine for you to scale further and to bring down costs is to also get the IDs and the contractors especially. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I want to touch on, because it is a very traditional segment, you know, contracting. They say your uncle, your friend's friend, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, how, you know, getting them on board, is that a challenge that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that is actually one of the biggest challenges for us to solve. Is really kind of getting the supply side organized and you know, accustomed to sort of this digital platform experience. And in my personal opinion is, I think winning this game is the ability to kind of do that, consolidating supply onto a platform digitally is really, you know, where we drive the most value. Have there been challenges? Absolutely, right? As you can imagine, you know, trying to get like some of these sort of more traditional industries online is a little bit of a challenge. Having said that, you know, overall, there is a trend towards this type of behavior, right? Like if you take Grab, for example, or Grab Food, you know, they've been very successfully able to get all these sort of traditional merchants.
I think another example is Carson, of course.
Exactly.
You know, we spoke to Eric, and he says, you know, his initial challenge was to go to all these auto shops, like secondhand auto shops, just to like convince them to try something that they've never heard before.
Yeah, and I think if you make it as simple as possible, and you can communicate the value to them, the behavior sort of comes, you know, quite naturally. And as a result of that, you know, one of our key goals is not only to provide all these sort of benefits to the consumer, but really provide predictability and the ability to have, you know, income in a predictable manner to all these sort of service professionals, right? And as we're able to do that, all these benefits ultimately get passed on to the consumer as well.
Okay. Talk to us about your growth plans for the Malaysian business. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys are pretty new, but what can we look forward to in the next year from Deep Space Malaysia?
Mm-hmm. So three things. One is we'll continue to double down onto the IKEA partnership. I think this is something that we value deeply. IKEA as a partner has been fantastic. We have a very good working relationship, so we'll continue to grow that both in KL and eventually outside of KL as well. Secondly, is our own sort of line of modular kitchens and wardrobes, which we'll be launching into market sometime this calendar year. And thirdly, I think we're always sort of exploring more opportunities in this sort of, you know, B2B kind of space, working with industry players such as, you know, rental management companies, property developers to kind of figure out what kind of offering that we can bundle into their existing products to create a better, you know, value product for the market.
So right now you're more focused on home residential spaces. Is workspaces something that your company is looking into as well?
So home and residential spaces are really our bread and butter. In Malaysia, we have, you know, seen quite a few kind of projects come in workspaces and offices as well. It's not something that we have made a concerted effort on at this point in time, but naturally these have just come in, you know, one way or another. So we do have expertise in kind of doing up offices and workspaces as well. Internationally, we do have a business unit called Live Space for Business that kind of focuses on offices, retail, hospitality, and things. This is largely done in India at this point in time. It's a, you know, big business that we're kind of doing that. We've worked with multiple international brands in doing up all of their workspaces. So, you know, moving forward, is it something that we would introduce into Southeast Asia? We would definitely evaluate it and see.
All right. Now, I do want to talk to you about sustainability, because over the years sustainability has become such a big buzzword within the design community. Many brands have jumped on the bandwagon to try to capitalize on it. I just wonder whether it's something that you're looking into in the entire supply chain for Live Space.
Yeah, I think it is very important. You know, beyond interior design, but just globally, there's been an increased focus on sustainability and environmentally friendly practices. I think that, you know, business has a big role to sort of play in this as we sort of support the overarching narrative of what we can do to be more sustainable. At Live Space, I think there's three main things that we focus on. One is on the modular kitchens and wardrobe system that I was talking to you about. That really allows us to minimize waste. How that's done is, so if you think about traditional carpentry, let's say you want to get a kitchen installed in your home, how that usually works is a designer draws up, you know, a specific sort of design that has to do with your requirements. They go to a carpenter that brings in all these big boards and things. They bring it into your house. They saw it there, and, you know, they install it as per what your requirements are. That actually results in a lot of waste because the raw material that you're working with comes in a certain size, and you've got to cut and chop and, you know, all these things that kind of fit into that space. But because we have this really, really big catalog of modular materials and modular sort of different parts and pieces to create the kitchen, that really allows us to minimize waste, because all of these are then fabricated as per your requirement in the factory directly. They're either flat packed or they're brought as a whole piece to be installed in your home. So it's kind of like modular, but customized to a certain extent to be able to fit your exact requirements whilst minimizing waste. And that's been a major focus for us. Secondly, it's also the types of vendors that you're working with. So we work with FSC sort of certified vendors, suppliers that are committed to legal and sustainable foresting. It's just sort of replenishing any sort of deforestation that might be happening. And I think that is super important for longer term. We're also always looking at the different kinds of materials that we're able to sort of use to sort of maximize sustainability. And thirdly, I think it's really around the IKEA partnership. Again, IKEA as a brand has a major focus on sustainability, and we have that same value. So in terms of any sort of partnership and work that we do together, we need to make sure that our practices are aligned.
That's great. Now, I think we just have a couple of minutes left. I do want to ask you this, because, as a homeowner, when I think about renovation, the biggest deterrent for me to embark on a renovation is, just having my home invaded by contractors, interior designers for months and sometimes years. And we've heard horror stories about it. So I just want to know how, or if Live Space getting on board your services, how would it help solve some of that problem for a lot of homeowners?
Well, I think having workers in and out of your home as you're doing a renovation is going to be inevitable. That's something that still going to have to be a requirement. Our principal focus is, how do we do two things? How do we get the same amount of work done and the same quality in as little time as possible? And two, how do we make it as predictable a timeline as possible, right? How do we stay on schedule? Because I think that's a major sort of issue, as you mentioned, right? It kind of drags and drags. again, you know, I think a lot of this benefit is driven by the fact that we have two things. A very, very large panel of vendors and contractors that we're able to work with. So delays and things. So we, you know, it will be unlikely that you'll come to us and we'll say, no, we can't actually get this started for 2 months, 3 months, because we do have that, you know, the options of different vendors they are able to work with. And two, because everything is consolidated on platform, we're able to track the stage of every project that we're working on in extreme detail, right? Like, so is this project currently in the design phase? Is it currently in the installation phase? Is it currently, like, kind of where are we today, right? We're able to give you
so
live
updates. So there's accountability
updates.
At every stage as
Absolutely,
well.
Yeah. So you're not gonna be in a situation where, you know, you're kind of like not hearing back from your designer or contractor for months on end, and then surprised, you know, 1 week before handover and says, like, you know, there needs to be an extra few weeks added onto this. Delays will sometime happen. There are going to be factors that, you know, you can't account for. Maybe there's certain conditions on the site that you didn't know of until you're sort of deeply working on it. But because we have that measure of accountability and the flexibility of options of vendors, we're able to mitigate a lot of that risk.
I definitely see the value in that. I'm sure, like, homeowners, so be quite excited to check out your store in IKEA. And if talk to us about if a customer wants to get an experience of this space, how can they do that?
So currently we are present in both IKEA stores in the Klang Valley, in IKEA Cheras and Damansara. So you can walk in anytime. We have our store within a store. There will be design professionals and sales consultants there to service you, you know, as and when, whenever you need. Aside from that, we're also available online at livespace.com. That's a really simple kind of process where you just drop in some basic details and someone will call you within 24 hours.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for speaking to me. And
best
of luck with what you're doing with Livespace Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for having me.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers.